The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is the Bears Coaches Show with Bears head coach John Fox, the coaching staff, and Bears management. The Bears Coaches Show is brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by Verizon, Miller Lite, and University of Phoenix. Now, from Hallis Hall, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
All right, you can hear them. They're here. They're raucous. And an annual Labor Day tradition now. The season ticket holders arrival to Lake Forest for back to football week, Bear style, right? Oh, yeah. Pleasant good evening, everybody, from the Walter Payton Center on the campus of Hallis Hall here in Lake Forest. Welcome to the special edition of the Bears Coaches Show, featuring head coach John Fox and joined by President and CEO Ted Phillips. He's to my right, of course, General Manager Ryan Pace. And we are with you here until 7:30 tonight. Coach Fox, welcome to Bears Nation, baby.
Yeah, man.
I see you brought reinforcements with you tonight because you're with me, whether you like it or not, I guess, for the next 17-plus weeks, you and I and the coaches. We'll have some fun, right?
Couldn't pick a better guy, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What's it been like working with these guys last 9 months?
It's been great. You know, it's been, they're good people. You know, part of any good company is good people, and I couldn't pick two better guys. Ted's been great. We've had a lot of demands, and he's taking care of them. And Ryan, he's second to none. So I'm very proud to be here and excited about it.
And Ryan Pace, it's been some sort of wild ride for you, no question about it, since coming here and being hired before John, obviously, in that process. But the constant work involved about building the organization through your eyes, and that doesn't just mean the players, of course, but staff, it's been something. In a very short amount of time, you had to basically move mountains.
It has, Jeff. And you're right. It's not just the players we're adding, it's the staff. And it really started with Coach Fox and the coaching staff we've assembled, and we couldn't be happier. It's a great group of guys, and now it's just, hey, building the foundation of a roster.
Ted, from where we ended in 2014 to where we are right here today, hours away from opening the 2015 season, how impactful have these changes been to the organization? Because now you're living it every day. You can tell us more than we can see.
Yeah, there's been so many changes, and I've got to start off by saying my hat's off to Coach Fox and Ryan Pace. They have worked tirelessly, long hours, not only transforming the organization from a staffing standpoint, but they've just finished putting together the 53-man roster, at least as it stands right now, and the practice squad, and the detail that goes into that and the hard work to make sure we've got the right kind of players. I think they all deserve a round of applause for getting that roster together.
And with that being said, John, what do you think of the makeup of your team right now that you have what is a fluid 53, because the first 53 is never the final 53, and that'll be the case for the rest of the regular season, for that matter?
Well, I think it's a mindset, and these guys have been very willing. Their work ethic's been great, and it started even before we started making changes. I think, you kind of reestablish the culture. We compete every day at a very hard, high level. They get better for that. I think the kind of people we want: smart, tough, and guys that are willing to learn the skills it takes, not just talent. They all got talent or they wouldn't be in the room. So, getting those type of people that will compete for 60 minutes every Sunday and, make our city and organization proud.
Ryan, can you explain, if you can, how broadly you approached putting together and arriving at these 53 right now? Because you were juggling more than just your own guys, obviously. You're curiously, keenly interested in what else was out there among the 31 other teams.
Specifically, Jeff, with the preseason scouting process, I mean, the most important thing first is, identifying your own roster, making sure we're keeping the right guys on our own team. But beyond that, we're scouring the preseason. We got all our scouts on deck, even our college scouts, looking at all the preseason opponents around the league, identifying bubble players that might be available. So for us, it's identifying what our needs are going into this, and then, identifying what players we want to target if they get released. And then beyond that, you put a claim in for a player, that doesn't mean you'll necessarily get them. There's a claiming order, and we were fortunate to get two guys we're really excited about.
And tell us those two guys real quick.
So the first one is a guard we claim, a guard tackle we claim from Tampa, Patrick Omame. So I've kind of watched him back. He started in San Francisco. He ended up in Tampa. He was a full-time starter last year. He's a versatile player. He can play guard. He can play tackle. He's a tough physical player. I think he definitely upgrades our offensive line right now, especially with his versatility to play guard or tackle. The other is a safety we claim from the Arizona Cardinals, Harold Jones Cordy. He's a rookie this year. The thing that jumps out with this guy, really jumps out with this guy, is how competitive and how tough he is. This guy's a physical hitter. So immediately he helps us on special teams, and just the energy and the physical nature he plays with, that's the kind of guys we're trying to accumulate here to get
so
better.
So I'm in the locker room. Thick built guy, that's mm-hmm. for sure. Coach Fox, you made a comment earlier today in your daily gathering with the media off the practice field. You almost treated it like a draft process, which is unique to hear.
Well, I think what happens with coaches, you know, we've gone through all the offseason, the OTAs, the mini camps, and then, you know, we're at a three-week training camp, and coaches are coaching the details and everything at their position. And the nature of coaches is the guy knows what to do and how to do it. Well, you know, with getting ready to play arguably one of our fiercest rivals opening week, you know, coach doesn't want to hear, well, we're bringing a brand new guy, doesn't know anything. But if it gives you a better player, a guy that can be, you know, better than what you have already, maybe by week three, maybe by week two, who knows what the learning curve is, you know, they're not really quick to jump on board. So, you know, I nudge them along and talk to them about it's another draft, it's another opportunity for us to upgrade our roster. And, you know, our guys were really good. And these guys, fortunately, are quick learners and really had our first practice today. And I thought they did pretty good.
Hey, Ted, from your perspective as president and CEO, working with these guys, have you changed your approach at all because of who they are and what they're coming from? John, an experienced head coach, now in his third head coaching job in the NFL for 26 years, and Ryan on his maiden voyage as a general manager.
Yeah, I can't say I've changed my approach, Jeff. I think what's been great is that I never think about the fact that Ryan's a first-time GM and that John's an experienced veteran head coach. I just look at how they communicate. That's the whole key to the organization, is how people communicate. There's a real open environment that Ryan and John have created. And I guess from my perspective, I've become a little more attuned to how people react to problems, how they approach different issues, how do they react and interact with one another. And that's been just outstanding to date.
Listen to the next Bears All Access radio show brought to you by Sports Authority this Thursday, September 10th at 6 p.m. on WSCR 670 AM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox, GM Ryan Pace, President Ted Phillips, and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
Second and 12 for Thaddeus Lewis, screening right, open field. Pass knocked out of there, punched
there
out,
go.
Recovered by the Bears at the 12-yard line. It's Terrence Mitchell up with a football. He gets to the 15. Lamar Houston is the guy who punched it out.
All right, the play of the week brought to you by McDonald's, proud partner of the Chicago Bears. And a welcome back to the Bears Coaches Show here at the Walter Payton Center. You hear the fans out on this Labor Day. Hope everybody at home enjoying their holiday. Hopefully enjoying this very warm weather and barbecuing up something special. That was something special in the preseason finale. A heck of a play by Lamar Houston. You can't say anybody's fully recovered just yet when you had a surgery just about 18 months ago, but that's the case with Lamar Houston. Not even 18 months. My math's bad. It always has been, believe me. But a torn ACL, a big play last week against the Browns, and forget about the play, just he seems to be getting that burst back. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, no doubt, Jeff. I think, you know, our training staff, Nate Bresky and his whole crew, you know, has done a terrific job with him, easing him back. I think our coaching staff has done a good job as well. You know, anytime you come off a serious injury, whether it's Willie Young off the Achilles or Lamar Houston off the ACL, there's a confidence level of that, you know, getting back into the thick, getting back on the horse again, so to speak. And it takes a minute to get that done. I thought they did a great job of managing that, and he's right on schedule to open the season in a good way.
And you and Ryan both could talk about this, that outside linebacker position. Every time you look at the roster, you keep seeing all these veteran guys. That was the most competitive, wasn't it, to try and figure out who to keep and why?
Yeah, I think, you know, the one young man, David Bass, who played on the team a year ago, you know, we ended up releasing him. And, you know, as I tell these guys every time they go out there in the preseason, it's a resume. And the Tennessee Titans thought highly enough of them to claim him on their 53-man roster. And, you know, we said our goodbyes yesterday, and we're very excited for the young man until they play the Bears.
And, Jeff, I would say this. That's probably one of the deepest positions on our team. So, you know, our coach's challenge is going to be to get all those players on the field and, you know, get the best players on the field at the same time. So a lot of times that can be in nickel and dime situations, but all the way from Jared Allen, Lamar Houston, Willie Young, Pernell McPhee, Sam Acho, all those guys bring something different to the table, and we're really happy where we're at outside linebacker.
They have sacks tied to their name. Look at the grin. It's coming. See? Oh, yeah, the creative juices. He's not going to lay it out for you, but you and Vic Fangio, defensive minds with a ton of NFL experience, high-level experience, success. Are you guys excited about what creatively you can do with, you know, the team is getting younger, but that group, they're experienced, and they can get after the quarterback from a variety of ways. Are you excited about what you're cooking up?
We really are, Jeff. I mean, again, you go through the preseason, you don't show your opponents everything. I think we were basically trying to evaluate players and, you know, what to do. But in games, you know, more how to do it and what kind of things we can create, what kind of talents they have that we can use and put them in positions to be successful. So, you know, Vic's got a lot of skins on the wall. I've been around this league on the defensive side for a long, long time. And, you know, I think schematically, you know, our guys have really bought into what we're doing. I think our fans will like it. It's a process. We're still in that process. But, you know, the best pass defense in the world, and let's face it, people are throwing the ball all over the block now, you know, is a pass rush. So I think we've got some guys there that we think can help, and we'll put them in places where they can help.
Which leads me to Ted Phillips and, you know, all the members of this team that have been here for a while, the notable guys defensively, and we know all of them. I mean, from Briggs and Tillman and Urlacher and Jennings and a number of other guys, you know, now either retired or moved on to other teams. Are you excited to see what a new scheme and a new version of a Monsters of a Midway defense can be like? Because that's what this city loves. They love a couple of things now, right? You love running the football, and you love having a nasty defense that teams don't want to deal with, you know, each week.
You're right. And I think it's exciting for me. It's exciting for our staff, for the fans to see this new 3-4 defense along with a more up-tempo offense. And I think Ryan's already said it, and you're going to keep hearing it. The roster's full of smart, tough, physical players. Got a great staff. Bring on the Packers.
Hey, what are you hearing from fans? We all are out there. We all get questions about them. What are you hearing?
You know what? Our fans, to me, it's not just about cheering when we win and booing when we lose. It's about a never-ending passion for the Bears. That's what I keep hearing. It's a way of life. I mean, you folks wouldn't be here tonight on Labor Day if you didn't have a passion for the team. And I know you want to win. I hear it all the time. And you want to win as much as we do. So we're really looking forward to delivering a tough, competitive, winning football team starting this year.
Well, the Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, a unique TV show starring Anthony Adams and Lauren Screeden, brought to you by Jimmy John's and airing every Sunday night at 11:05 on Fox 32 Chicago, or go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears. Need to step away once again.
Now, more of the Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox, along with Ryan Pace and Ted Phillips on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Blitz is out by Timu. Play fake. Here he comes. Down goes Thaddeus Lewis. He was going to get hit in the back, and he cowers down at the 38-yard line. And a sack for Timu and the Bears. Coming on the blitz, a sack of 9 yards. The player of the game brought to you by Xfinity, and it's undrafted rookie inside linebacker John Timu in last Thursday's preseason finale against the Cleveland Browns with a sack. Bears had, I think, 12 tackles for loss in that game, 7 sacks, and he was at the heartbeat of it. Jonathan Anderson, who made the Bears practice squad, also had a very busy night. But I asked you this, or maybe it was more of a statement than a question in the postgame show that night. Was that the type of game that you want to see from your players, regardless of who's playing where? Efficient quarterback play, you didn't turn it over, you took it away, you sacked the quarterback, you ran the football at a high rate, and you stopped the run and held your opponent to less than 3 yards per play. Was that kind of the blueprint of what you want?
It was exactly the blueprint. I think, you know, you don't take a lot of chances. I look at it like a little bit investing money. You know, you want to be, you know, percentage-wise, you know, riding it pretty level. I think that's how we've had success, and I think that's really how you have success in this league is more games are lost in this game than won, meaning not the actual numbers of wins and losses, but rather than somebody being great, doing something big time to beat you, you do something not so smart to lose. So if you can play smart football that way, play situational football, you know, use that formula. I don't want to tell everybody, but you'll win your share, and that's what we plan on doing.
Coach Fox, this is his final segment with us tonight, so we're going to get into the Packers here in a moment, but just to get everybody caught up on the day's activities, your stance obviously has been made very clear about injury information. That'll come out Wednesday in the injury report, so the receivers, but are you at least optimistic about their potential availability this week?
Yeah.
Or what's your level of optimism?
Well, I mean, again, you know, it is a healing process. Everybody's different. People handle pain differently. People heal faster than others. You know, but we've got a shot with all of them, and that's the biggest thing, you know, that I look at. And you know, we've got all day tomorrow. They've got treatments at 9 a.m. They'll be in there. Our training staff does a fantastic job, and you know, then we'll form back up Wednesday. See how they feel Wednesday morning prior to practice, and go from there. So we've got all the way till Sunday at noon, I think.
Yes, you do. And same goes with the starting lineup, which you got asked in great detail today about.
Yeah, again, I don't know whether it was growing up as a military kid, but I just never thought you gave the enemy information. And I don't think it's that complex. And at the end of the day, I think fans want to win. And, you know, sometimes people, a la the media, might, you know, think the fans want to know everything. Well, I think they just want to win on Sunday.
And for the benefit of the fans, Ryan, also, you read or hear a particular slant on the dissemination of injury information and status reports. If you can kind of explain the philosophy of why less is more in that front.
So really, my career, I came up on the pro scouting side of an organization. So as a pro scout, as an advancing opponent, you're not only studying the film and you're going to their games to watch the opponent for their players and their tendencies, you're paying attention to every single thing that comes out of that building. So every press conference they have, every news radio, every article that's written, you're paying attention to that, and every little piece you get helps. And there's some organizations that are very good with it that we just know over time, hey, you're not going to get anything out of them. You're not going to find any little tidbits that can help us win the game because every little bit matters. There's other organizations where I know things are going to come out. They're going to disclose some injuries, lineups, and all those things get brought to our coaching staff, and it does matter. It really does matter. So that's kind of our stance on it.
All right, let's talk Packers. Now, we begin with Aaron Rodgers, and that's something special to begin with. But Vic Fangio, and you have faced him and Mike McCarthy teams, obviously, over the years. For the benefit of the fans, Rodgers is 0-4 facing Vic Fangio, just so you know. But he's been good, but he's 0-4. And your experience with him, from our experience, he loves tempo. How do you take that tempo away from him?
Well, we've got to drill our guys to be able to play fast, line up fast, you know, be able to match that tempo, so to speak. And, you know, that's why we run up tempo, is it puts pressure on the opponent. So we've had a good look at it all off season because we practice against it every day. You know, I don't know that that's what went on here. I wasn't here in the past. So I think that practice helps. But at the end of the day, it's what to do, how to do it, and be able to operate under pressure. And so, you know, we start that preparation. We started it mostly today, but it'll start pretty heavy duty on Wednesday. And, you know, my experience has been whoever executes the best wins.
And what else you respect about what they do? And certainly running the football is something that they can do with Eddie Lacy and probably will try to do.
Well, let's make no mistake about it. I mean, you know, they outscored us by 60 points in two games a year ago. So there's no doubt that we have respect. We don't have fear, but we do. We don't fear anybody, but we have respect. So whether it's their front office, their personnel people, you know, they're what we're trying to take. You know, they've won the division pretty consistently here lately. And every year our goal, I know Ryan got the question earlier, is to win the division. The one thing I know about winning the division is you're guaranteed a spot in the tournament. And to win the world championship, the only way you can have a chance at that is to get in the tournament. So that'll be our goal every year, and it's our goal this year as well.
All right, lastly, Mike McCarthy said it in jest, but he said at some Chamber of Commerce thing, you're going to beat the Bears' butts. He says he didn't talk to the team the same way as he talks in public, but it's the reality of the rivalry. Any thoughts on that? He did say playing the Bears week one is a very different challenge, and I think the reference there is because it's a whole new staff blending different systems and schemes. That's what you hold in terms of a major advantage, I would think.
Well, I think really at the end of the day, opening day is really hard on every coach because whether you're a new coach or an old coach or whatever, the personality of your team's different. These teams change every year. Whether you've had success or not, there's little nuances that are different. The personality of the guys, how they're going to react to adversity or prosperity. So I think, you know, it's a little bit looming for everybody, you know, opening weekend. And there's no doubt that they'll not have a whole lot on us. But, you know, they'll look at Vic's defense, you know, from San Francisco. They'll look at us at Denver, you know, to look at our offense. So they'll have a clue just like we will. But right now, really, it just comes down to who executes best and who plays the smartest on any given Sunday.
Well, enjoy your first Bears-Packer week. It'll be fun. John Fox, thank you for joining us here on the Bears Coaches Show.
The Bears Coaches Show, a special edition live from the Peyton Center at Hallis Hall, featuring General Manager Ryan Pace and Team President Ted Phillips. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by North Shore University Health System, MasterCard, and Comcast. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Hallis Hall. We've got some season ticket holders here tonight. A good large crowd once again making the trek up to Hallis Hall here in Lake Forest at the Walter Payton Center, and some real lively fans here because it's Packer week. It's back to football week, and we've been waiting for this for a long while, so it's good to be back talking about football. We're here with Ryan Pace, the Bears general manager, and team president and CEO Ted Phillips for the rest of the half hour here until 7:30. Ryan, in addition to scanning the market, was the phone ringing? Was there any potential? And trades are not simple to make in the National Football League, and they never have been. But was that a possibility at all?
You know, Jeff, trades are harder to make than I think a lot of people realize. I mean, there's a lot of teams calling you trying to trade guys that honestly eventually they end up cutting. So that happens a lot. So you got to be mindful of that. People are hesitant to part ways with draft picks for the most part. And we're trying to hang on to as many draft picks as we can. In our case, if we identify a player that fills a need and clearly upgrades us, then we'll talk about it. And that was the case with Kari Lee, who we traded for from Arizona. So in this case, Kari Lee is a physical, aggressive, blocking tight end that we identified early in the preseason process. And for me, he clearly upgraded us and gave us something that we were lacking, help us in the run game. He's a young player that's still ascending. And we traded a sixth-round pick in 2017. And the reason why I like that is that gives us some time to make up that pick through a variety of avenues.
Ted, tell us your best John Fox story so far. Because, ladies and gentlemen, John Fox is a storyteller. So if he gets a minute, as he likes to say, he will talk your ear off. And they're funny, great stories, which represent almost three decades in the National Football League.
Yeah, he's the best storyteller. So I can't like rat him out on a good story. But I can say this, is that the best John Fox story hasn't been written yet. And that's going to be when Coach Fox and Ryan Pace and the McCaskey family are hoisting that Super Bowl trophy and adding to the one we have in the lobby already.
Ryan, I'll ask you in a different way, because you deal with them in a variety of ways, obviously, but the man knows personnel also.
Yeah.
I'm certain he knows what he wants, but he's also, and his coaches seem to be very flexible in terms of what you get for them, and you're mindful of that. Can you just tell us how it's been and what it was like over the weekend as you try and pare down this roster?
You know, it's been outstanding, and you know, John's been in the league for 26 years, and you really lean on his experiences, and he does have a lot of stories, and some of the same stories I've heard multiple times now, but he's man, he's outstanding, and he's great to work with. He's a glass half full, optimistic guy every single day, and that's important. I mean, we spend so much time together, and that's kind of infectious throughout the building, that attitude. He's great to be around. And, you know, this weekend, and he mentioned it earlier, you know, coaches have to be a little flexible because it is a little uncomfortable when we trade for a player or claim a player and we say, hey, this guy just got here. We're playing the Packers. You know, we got to get him ready. And I credit John for helping me kind of distribute that message to our coaches on, hey, guys, we're here to get better, and these are long-term upgrades for our team. Let's go do it and be aggressive.
The Bears Coaches Show with Ryan Pace, Ted Phillips, and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
All right, welcome back to the Walter Payton Center at Hallis Hall in Lake Forest. Season ticket holders here tonight enjoying the show. John Fox joined us in the first half hour, and now we're with Ryan and Ted and talking about what's going on with this football team and moving forward on all fronts here. Jay Cutler, we want to talk about Jay with you. What have you seen over the last 9 months that encourage you?
You know, the thing that stands out to me really with Jay, and I didn't know Jay until I got here, is honestly his work ethic. I mean, he is grinding to master this new offense, and him and Adam Gase are attached at the hip, and so his commitment to the offense and his passion for the game right now really does stand out to me, and I'm excited about the combination of him and Gase together. I know we got to do a lot of things to complement him, and that's protecting the quarterback and physically running the football and playing good defense, but Jay's work ethic has been outstanding.
And this Packer team with Dom Capers, it's been somewhat of an issue trying to overcome that, and it'll be a great test for him this weekend. But when you talk about, you know, helping him as well, and Coach Fox referred to it earlier, you know, this is maybe a lot of runs for this football team. That would help. If that's a success, that will help everybody involved. It always has. And if you get 30 carries a game, you're typically winning the game.
That's right. I think, if you get in the habit of dropping back every single down and passing the football, the defensive line are pinning their ears back. It makes it difficult on your offensive linemen. And so we all know you're running the ball, play action, sprint outs, boots, all those things come into effect. So, and I also think, hey, when you're playing a team with a powerful offense on the other end, running the football, you can control the clock, and that's important. So we got to win the turnover margin, we got to run the football, and we got to play tough, physical Bears defense and get back to that.
Obviously, there's no decision yet on the right tackle position, but this close to the first game, any nerves about that?
You know, we've been experimenting with different lineups throughout the entire training camp. So our goal is to get the best five on the field. And those guys they practiced so much together. You might not have seen it all in preseason games, but I promise you, we've tried all the different lineups during practice, and we're optimistic going forward.
All right, securing Pernell McPhee. As much about his personality on the field as it is about the performance of the player, because I think Bears fans are going to absolutely love his mentality towards the game, and it's all about being as physical and nasty and dominating as possible. Does that about sum him up?
That does sum him up. And I think I know this has been said a lot when you're talking about him, and I love this word when you're talking about defense, is he's a violent player. He really is a violent player. And some guys hit the quarterback and, hey, it's a sack. Some guys hit the quarterback and it hurts. I mean, it physically hurts the opponent. And that's what he brings. I'm just being honest. And he's a physical, aggressive player. When we signed him, he goes, Ryan, I live by the three H's. And I said, what are those? He said, humble, hungry, hardworking. And we talk about it all the time. And he brings a temperament that's infectious to the defense. And you need those kind of players.
I talked to him last week, and he was already talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. I mean, he goes, I got to take a deep breath, because he was that jacked up about it. Now, you'd love that to spread through the whole team. And maybe he's a guy that can do that. Like in baseball, when a guy hits a three-run home run, it sends juice through the entire lineup. Can he do that?
He definitely can do that. I think guys feed off that. When you're playing, he has that approach every single day. So he's a difficult guy to block, no doubt. But he's well-rounded in the run game, run defense, pass defense. And I really believe that his attitude and the way he plays is infectious to the rest of the defense. The more kind of players like that we can add, the better we're going to be.
Bears General Manager Ryan Pace and Team President and CEO Ted Phillips with us here tonight. Ted, teams in this town, Blackhawks are winning. Cubs are making some major noise. Look like they'll be going to the playoffs. Does that create pressure when the playoffs haven't been a consistent thing for you? Does that matter in terms of your fan base and what you guys are trying to do?
You know what? I would say that I'm happy for the Hawks. I'm happy for the Cubs. When the Sox win, I'm happy for them. I don't feel like it's pressure. You know, we have always been about trying to win championships. This is a Bears town, and we just need to give you guys more reasons to cheer for us, and we're going to put together a winning team so you can do that. And Chicago, there's no better town than Chicago for a winning team, and there's no better fans than you guys.
And nobody, you know, nothing with new happens overnight, so asking for a little bit more patience, and I know John Fox has not used that word, but there is a reality to it. Is it hard to ask for that? I know you just got fidgety with it. Yeah. You don't want to hear that word,
no,
do you?
No, I don't, because I never use that word. I've never been one to say, be patient with us, or we're rebuilding, because in my estimation, we've got to put together a team that has great veteran leadership, mix it up with some young players who are ascending who can help us now, and we've got a great coaching staff, and that's their job to bring it all together. So I never think of us in a rebuilding phase. Coach Fox, Carolina, Denver, didn't take him very long. Ryan Pace in New Orleans, his second year after Katrina, they went to the championship, well, they went to the Super Bowl then. So we've got the people who have done it quickly. They know what it takes. So I never talk about asking for patience.
But what you do talk about is sustained success. That's the goal.
Yes.
So it's you don't want it to be great one season,
no,
and then not so great for several. Yeah,
and
years.
That's why you need that foundation of youth to build on for future years.
The Bears Coaches Show with Team President Ted Phillips and General Manager Ryan Pace continues exclusively on the home of the Bears, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
All right, thanks for being with us tonight here at the Walter Payton Center. Bears season ticket holders enjoying the evening on their Labor Day night. I know the Chicago Public Schools go back to school tomorrow. Are there any kids going back to school tomorrow? Yeah, there's a few. Their last night spent here in Alice Hall at the Payton Center with Ryan Pace and Ted Phillips. This week's Packers-Bears game brought to you by Bears Hall of Fame partner Miller Lite. The first 40,000 fans 21 years of age and older to enter Soldier Field receive a pair of Bears Miller Lite sunglasses. Miller Lite, the original Pilsner and official beer partner of your Chicago Bears. At 7:23, Ted, with every change, there's things that go on in the building. And what are you most pleased with at this point based on all the changes with staff? And there's been a bunch, obviously, and the overall philosophies of everyone involved.
Yeah, I think what I'm most pleased about right now is just there's an environment here that's very open. Everyone's focused on what can they do, no matter what department they're in, to help us win football games. And the passion shows through, and the communication level is second to none, and you can't have a successful organization unless you're able to communicate effectively, and I think we're doing that. We've got a lot of really bright people. I like to think that as I learn through the years that I've been here, you got to surround yourself with really smart, intelligent people, and Ryan's a great example of that, and there's many more.
And the other thing is, you let them then do their jobs. That's always been your philosophy.
Yes, it is. You can't micromanage. You have to delegate. People need to feel that their input matters and that they can make decisions. And I think that's the philosophy that just follows through every department here at the Bears.
And Ryan, your department as well, which you're building, obviously, many moving parts to football operations that people, the average person, unless they're actually sitting in the building watching, would probably not be aware of. Can you highlight some of the steps you took in surrounding yourself with the right team of evaluators, your scouts, pro and college, and support staff in general?
You know, we talk about it all the time. It's you know, it's assimilating the best human talent and then motivating them to do their jobs, you know, at their max. And for us, we've hired over 34 people total. And when I think about the different people we've hired, they've really all come from winning organizations. It's Denver, it's San Francisco, it's New Orleans,
Baltimore.
It's Baltimore. And that's key. And for me, it was, hey, don't always just bring guys in that you're familiar with. Let's bring the best guys in. So our college directors from the Baltimore Ravens have a ton of respect for their personnel department. We got scouts from Philadelphia, from Denver, from New Orleans, from all over. And it's exciting to see it all of us work together. So I love our coaching staff. John says it all the time. This is the best coaching staff he's assembled. I feel the same way about our personnel department. So that's when we talk about the foundation. That's in place right now. So now it's just, hey, like the organizations you respect around the league, they've drafted the right players and developed those players, and that's going to be our key to sustained success. And I know we're going to do that going forward because I know we got the right staff.
And you're in that. So you won a Super Bowl. Can you tell us what it felt like?
I mean, it's a dreamlike feeling, you know, and you look back on all the steps that it took to get to that, and then, hey, you replicate that here, you know, and it's getting the right type of individuals in the building, you know, the passionate guys that come to work every day, you know, with just a drive to succeed. And, you know, I know and I recognize the importance of us fielding a team that you guys are proud of, and I promise every single day we come in and grind to achieve that goal.
That's Ryan Pace, Bears General Manager. Spend game day with the Chicago Bears Network, starting with Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Advocate Healthcare at 10:30 Sunday morning on Fox 32 Chicago. And after the game, Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by CDW at 10:35 after the final word on Fox 32 Chicago. Remaining moments with Ted Phillips and Ryan Pace here before Bears fans at the Walter Payton Center on the Bears Coaches Show. Ryan, from your analysis on the roster, who came the furthest from the time you got here to where we are today? You have an opinion on that?
You know, there's been a couple players that have jumped out. You know, you're always curious when you switch you adjust a scheme, you know, to 3-4. So there's some players you wonder how are they going to fit in the scheme. And the outside linebackers is one position. I would say the outside linebacker position as a group has adjusted very well, and that's a credit to our coaches and those players. You know, a lot of those guys are defensive ends, you know, previously, and they've adjusted very well to standing up. Some of the defensive linemen, I mean, guys like, you know, Will Sutton, you know, who, you know, was kind of viewed as an ideal 4-3-3 technique. He's been active and disruptive and plays with low pad level, and he's adjusted well. So I would say the outside linebacker group as a whole, though, has adjusted very quickly.
And in your opinion, aside from quarterback, what's the most difficult position to pair talent with scheme in these new systems that these guys are putting out here?
It would include
special teams.
Yeah, again, it would be the outside linebacker position. It really would be, because it's, you know, it's unfamiliar to some of those guys. But I sense like a kind of like a rejuvenation for those. They're excited about it because they can stand up. You can see a little bit better. You can pin your ears back in pass rush, and that's the number one trait when we're looking at our outside linebackers. You got to set the edge versus the run, but you got to be able to rush the passer and bend the corner, get after the quarterback.
All right, probably my last question before we break here. But, Ted, there's been a lot of consternation over the last few years about who's the leader, who's going to be a leader. Brian Urlacher was a face of the franchise. Do you feel you need that? Do you feel you need a face of the franchise?
You're talking about from a player standpoint?
Yes. Somebody.
You know what? I think this group seems like they're coming together. They've really developed some camaraderie early on. I think having the kind of coaching staff we have, that's a lot of veteran coaches who have been in winning organizations, they already believe in what they're being told about these new systems. So I don't think you need one or two players. I think Coach is having a group of players that he's going to meet with weekly that's going to really help him develop necessary policies to keep the team together.
All right, we got 5 seconds. I say Packers, you say?
I know what you want me to say. But quite honestly, I'm going to say respect. I do respect
you
as an organization.
Yeah. Well, our first taste coming up on Sunday. Hey, that's all the time we have for Bears head coach John Fox, general manager Ryan Pace, and president and CEO Ted Phillips. I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks to our Bears director of broadcasting, Greg Miller, our engineer Paul Zarank, producer Andy Gersher, studio producers Miriam Sobe and Keith Johnson. Bears Packers Sunday at Soldier Field, 9 a.m. pregame, noon kickoff. Exclusive pregame coverage getting underway right here. This is News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Good night, everybody.